We are up to the second one of the Halalukas. Say Haluka Kitoiv Zamra Likenu. So in these words Kitoiv, there's a machlekes how to translate it. Rashi translated to mean in Tehillim that it's good to be mezamer to Hashem. The other mefarshim go with the pshat ki toiv, because it is good, meaning because Hashem is good, and zamer lekenu, it's a reason to say zamer, which is more than tehillos, to Hashem. Ki noim, because it is sweet, nava sehila, and therefore it's befitting for him praise. Now, if we don't look like Rashi, but you look like the Alam of Harshim, that we're saying Toiv and Noyim of both under the Rebbeinu Shel Olam. So the Mesh Chochma explains, what are these two things, Toiv and Noyim? So he says, the Marshal, there's things in this world that are good, and there's things in this world that are sweet. And they don't always go hand in hand with each other. Many things that are good are not sweet, and many things that are sweet are not good. An example, a person has to take a medication. The medication can be very bitter. So the medication is toiv, but it's not noyim. On the other hand, there are many sweets in this world that are not really good for a person. So they're noyim and not toiv. We say about Hashem that he's toiv, what he does is moil, it helps, and it's also noyim. The Mefarshim point out that this pasuk is said, the Zemer said on the Lekenu, the Midas Hadin, we sing Shira to Hashem, that's the toiv, that's the moil, that's what helps, as the Meshech Chochma says. And still, there's the sweetness in it. In the Midas Hadin itself, there's sweetness. But as we'll see more, there's a reason to be Meshabeach for the Midas Hadin. The Alshach says that we say these Psukim are going on the Golos. As we'll see, the continuation of Bnei Yerushalayim at the end of Psukim of the last capital, we're talking about what will be B'shas the Geula, Chasido, the Heir V'Yameinu. But these Psukim are talking about the Golos of right beforehand. So we say that even on the Golos, we say Shrach Takadish Baruch Hu, because the Golos brings us to things, and we're thankful for the Golos. And Alshach explains that that's the next pasuk. The going through the suffering that we go through in Golos allows us to be zeicher to the Beis Hamikdash, and therefore it's noyim. Because it's something that we say shvach for, because to the Rebbeinu Shalom, because it allows us to eventually have the Beis Hamikdash. But getting back to this pasuk, Nova Sehilot is befitting for him praise. So we started off Kitoiv, that it is good. So if you look like Rashi's pshat, that the Kitoiv goes that it's good to be mezamer to HaKadosh Baruch Hu, why is that? So Rav Avigdor Miller explains this to be that people in life enjoy life better when they praise Hashem. It makes life better and sweeter. And it translates both of them, ki toiv and ki noyim, going on, it's good and sweet for the person if he's mezamer HaKadosh Baruch Hu. Because if a person praises HaKadosh Baruch Hu, will appreciate the gifts that Hashem gives him in life, and they'll be a much happier, much more content person, realizing all the favors that Hashem did to him. But a person that doesn't take time to think about it, he will never realize all these great tatavos Hashem is doing for him, and the great many miracles that happen in daily life. He'll never be able to fully appreciate it, won't have his extra happiness. And then there's a spiritual sense why it's Toiv and Noyim, because Kolayim Hashir Ba'alam Hazeh, now we say that it's befitting for Hashem praise. We say that only to Hashem is befitting praise, Rav Avigdor Miller points out, but not for other people, because everything really comes from Hashem. So therefore, it's Hashem that praise is befitting to. Now we say in the next pasuk, "Bnei Yerushalayim, Hashem, Hashem, build Yerushalayim." Nidche Yisrael Yechanis. He gathers the scattered out ones, the people that are pushed off of Klai Yisrael. Hashem gathers them. So the Rekech already asks, and the Shainim and the Achrenim all speak about it, why do we say, Bainu Yerushalayim Hashem? Seemingly, it should be Yivne Yerushalayim Hashem. Hashem will build Yerushalayim. So the Rekech says, because Hashem is constantly being Bainu Yerushalayim, Shalesh and Shemayim, our Ma'isim are constantly building Yerushalayim. The Sikh Yitzchok adds that it doesn't just mean building Yerushalayim, but Hashem is constantly doing things to cause that Yerushalayim should be built. Like the Medrash tells us, Ve'emer Yisrael Lama Hereisamli, that HaKadosh Baruch Hu said, and he Oysek L'Hamlech B'noi B'Mitzrayim, Hu Amal Hereisam, I'm trying to be Mamlech, his son of Mitzrayim, and he's saying Lama Hereisam. Hado D'Ksiv Nistor Darkei, it's hidden. The pasuk David Yishai says that it's hidden the ways of Hashem. There are many things that we have to go through in life. Explains the Sikh Yitzchok B'Shem the Ramchal, is in order to acquire extra things, in order to acquire greater madregos or matanos from HaKadosh Baruch Hu, a person has to go through tsar in order to get it. Me'en what Chazal tell us. To get matanis from Klai, so a person has to go through Yisurim. So therefore, Hashem, even when we're in the Golos, when the bad has happened to us, but it's in order to enable us to acquire new things, that's why it's Noyim, says the Meshech Chochma, that's why it's sweet, because it allows us to attain new things. It doesn't just only heal. Hashem doesn't only heal us from what's bad. It's not only like the medicine that takes away the ailments, but allows us to attain and achieve new levels and new matanos from Hashem. And that's why it's sweet. And that's why we say Hashem is bringing Yerushalayim, because he's constantly being mesavev, he's setting up that it should happen. Now, see, Chitzuk says that we say bringing Yerushalayim Hashem, we don't say Hashem bringing Yerushalayim. What's the reason for that? Because if we would say Hashem bringing Yerushalayim, we would imply that others could also do it. But now that we say Bein Yerushalayim Hashem, it's saying that only Hashem can be Bein Yerushalayim and no one else. Now what's the reason for this? So the reason for this is, could be explained in two ways. The Fidel Rekech that is talking about the Binyan of Yerushalayim Shalmalo, it's understood why only Hashem can be Bein and no one else. Or if Hashem is being misavid, the sibuvim, like the Sikh Yitzchok explains, these are all things only Hashem is allowed to be able to do. But there's out there Chassidus Shavart that Yerushalayim, the Beis Hamikdash Shomal, is built through our mitzvahs and it's destroyed through our averus. So the out Chassidus Shavart that Be'etzim, but when we say to Aram, there's more averus than mitzvahs, so we should always be getting further than closer. But Hashem makes the building in a way that it should remain more built than destroyed, and it shouldn't get worse, but we should keep again closer and not further. Such a type of doing is only Hashem able to do. Nidche Yisrael Ichanes, Hashem will gather the Golos of Klal Yisrael. Now, seemingly in the Pasuk, first will come the Binyan Yerushalayim, and then come the Kibbutz Goliaths. The Chazal tell us that Ma'asei Bainu Yerushalayim Hashem B'shal Shemitche Yisrael Lichanes, at the time of the Kibbutz Goliath, it sounds like the Kibbutz Goliath is before that Hashem is Bainu Yerushalayim. So which one is it? So the Malbim others explain that Bainu Yerushalayim Hashem, the Kibbutz Goliath will come and Hashem will build Yerushalayim. Nidche Yisrael Lichanes means Hashem will bring them into the fortification of the city. Not only will they be gathered together, but they'll be the fortification of Yerushalayim, they'll have the Kedusha of Yerushalayim and the fortification of Yerushalayim, and that happens only after Yerushalayim is built, the added Madrego. And that's what comes afterwards, that's the Pshut Yishal Mikra, that Nitche Yisrael Yichanes comes afterwards. For the words of the Rekech, I learned a different tarets, that the Rekech saying that Kedua, there's two steps in the Gula, Ubo Oiv Demer Eretz Asher Veridoch Eretz Mitzrayim. So I think, from the words of the Rekech, that the Rekech is saying over here that the Seres HaShvatim who will avoid the Meretz Asher, they're going to be before Yerushalayim is built. Nidche Yisrael, Vanidoch Meretz Mitzrayim, the Nidche Yisrael, that's Shem Yehuda, that's going to come after Yerushalayim is built. Now we continue the next pasuk, Haroi for the Shvur Lev, that Hashem heals those that are broken in heart. Not only that Hashem chazik them, but Hashem heals them. But Yitzchak explains that Kodesh Baruch Hu is different than a Melech Basar Adam, a Basar Adam, any Basar Adam. When he heals an ailment, it's better that he would never have the sickness. And he heals it Mikan Al Abba, but it would rather never have happened. But by Kodesh Baruch Hu, when he Haroi for the Shvur Lev, it's better that there was the Shavur, that it had never been the Shavur. And he explains this with a mashal. When he bandages up their wound, that the Atzvas itself, Hashem turns into the Toiv. And he explains this with a mashal from the Gra and from the Malbim and others, that there was once a person that had a precious gem, and it was the most precious thing by him. It was, most of his fortune was this gem. And this is what gave him Hashiva's prestige, that he was known as the person that had such a famed, precious gem that was unique and rare. And everybody used to come look at it. One time when it was on show, it fell, and it got chipped. It got chipped, and there's a cracks going through it. And he had Chalish Sadas. Now his diamond wasn't so special anymore. It was worth a fraction of what it used to be worth. He lost a fortune, he lost his fame. What's going to be? Then he met a master engraver. And this engraver told him, "Do you know something? It's a good thing for you that this diamond fell. Because the way the chips broke, the way it got chipped, the diamond, the way it shattered, I'm able to use the lines and make out of it some fancy design. And with this design, the diamond will be worth much more than it ever was worth." So the bad turned into good, that the chip, the shatteredness of the diamond, made the diamond worth more through the adding of the rest of the art. So too, when Hashem brings us Yisurim, and then He takes it away, it's not only that we're back to where we were beforehand, but we get extra for it either. It causes that we should be able to have new atavis. Or the Yisurim cause, like the Magid Tzedek says, it saves us from Gehenna, or it causes us new atavis, but we gain, we acquire through it. And therefore it's not like the regular pains in Yisurim that a regular doctor heals, that it had better had it not been there. In the first place, it's only healed Mikan Al Abba. But the Yisurim that come there from Hashem, Hashem heals them. The healing it has in it, that the Yisurim itself is used for the person's benefit. Not only doesn't he have the suffering anymore, but the suffering caused gain, like in the mashal of the diamond. Then the pasuk continues. Hashem counts number to the stars. To all them he calls names. So the Mefarshim explained that the reason why Hashem is Moyne Mispa L'Kechavim, first of all, the Rekech says, because the Kechavim and the Mezalit said everything is Taliyin, and through being Moyne Misparam, that's how it alludes to the different mazalis, what's going to happen because of them. But the Mefarshim tell us that the Mayna Mispa L'Kechavim is a marshal. Klai Yisrael is compared to the Kechavim, and it's referring to Klai Yisrael as the Navi refers to them. V'nedem Menu Ish, that they'll be counted, they'll be the Kechavim, and V'nedem Menu Ish, and no one will be forgotten. They were saying that Klai Yisrael won't be forgotten because Hashem knows the number of all of them. Sign a marshal and sign because they're compared. It's a kavachaymer that if Malach Hashem remembers all the stars and he knows the numbers and the names, for sure in Klal Yisrael who are precious, they're vadim lamakim. Hashem won't forget any of them. B'shas the kibbutz galias and they'll be gathered from all places. that will be, they'll be gathered from all far-flung places of the world, that not one yid will be forgotten. Kavachaymer from the stars, that Hashem's mind in the mispar of the stars, and he remembers all their names. For sure he'll remember everything about Klal Yisrael. Vigdor Miller points out that there's two Shvachim Ta'akadish Baruch Hu, and this that his mind in mispar lekechavim. Number one, it's so vast, as the Torah tells us, that a human can't count it. But number two, they're scattered around so far from each other. If a person would travel at the speed of light, he says, he wouldn't be able to count all of them in a lifetime, because they're spread out all amongst all the galaxies. But HaKadosh Baruch Hu is mighty and mispar lekechavim. Hashem has the ability to get them from all the scattered places, so to get Klal Yisrael from all far-flung places. The Radak brings in his days, the scientists, the professors, they all agreed that there were 1,048 stars. So why do we say my name is Melkechavim? The Yeshayah said, "Amaytzi b'mispar tzvom." Hashem said, "Habeinu Hashemaimo." The Chor, there's not so many stars. So he answers, "B'shem Hachochem Anasi, Rebbe Avram, B'shem Rebbe Chiya." That that's only the big stars, but there's many small stars that are much more that people can't see, and those are many times more. That's what Chazal are referring to. Api Chazal, we know the Gemara Brachas tells us the Pi Cheshbon, how many mazalas there are, and each mazal has tens of thousands of kechavim on it. That there's billions and billions of stars. The Yavitz already says in his days, the scientists realized they made a mistake, and there was much more stars from all the galaxies and everything, much more, many more stars than they previously thought. So we say Hashem is mighty mispar lekechavim. Hashem counts all the stars, the kulam shemis yikra, which is a higher level of knowing it. The Mefarshim explained, because a person can count something, he knows he has $1,000,000, but he won't be able to name each dollar bill differently. It's much more individual knowing about it, each item, when a person is able to call each one by a specific name and not just know how many he has. And we say if Hashem does that to the stars, kol shekein, about Klal Yisrael, and also that the stars resemble Klal Yisrael. Now what's the Indian, the kulam shemis yikra, that they all have different names? So the Gaon, it's really the Rabban and Bereishis, the Yaris Devash, others, they all explain that the Shemus are for the different tafkidim, the different memshala of each kaichav. Each kaichav has a different purpose, a different jurisdiction, a different authority, and therefore each star has a different name. And that's all a raya on the Gadlus of Hashem. Like we'll say in the next pasuk, Gadol the name of Rav Koyach, that Hashem has such koyach, because Madach, the stars, each one has its own name, because each one has a different power, each one has a different mazel. And Hashem is on top of all of them, for sure. There's such a Rav Koyach, because there's a billion times, the billions of stars, and it's a bigger, they each have a unique purpose, and Hashem is still on top of them. So the next pasuk says, Godol Adineinu, Hashem is great, V'rav Koyach. So he already explained in Ashrei that Godol refers to me, this Chazda, the Tuvah, the Chesed, and the Tavah that Hashem does to us. V'rav Koyach, and is a lot of strength. L'svunasai, tis tvuna emispar. This is a pasuk that's very hard to translate up in Pashtus. What does it mean? L'svunasai emispar. Tvuna is a depth. It's not measured in quantity. How are we saying Tun is a name in Davar Chadavar Davar Mitak Davar? How are we saying Usvunasi a mispar? So the Radak asks this question, and the Radak says that what it means is that the amount of things Hashem is Tun about, because Tun is a maven Davar Mitak Davar. So if a person can be the biggest maven, he can have the biggest depth, the most depth. You can have the biggest, come to the biggest dargis of it. But if he only knows 10 facts, there's only a limited amount of things that he can be maven davar mitachdavar about. So what we're saying is, Hashem knows everything and everything is maven davar mitachdavar. There's unlimited amount of maven davar mitachdavars. The Yavit says that the Sunase and Mispar means we can't articulate it, we can't talk about it. Mispar can be Sipur, talking about, and this is the way many Achronim go, that it means we can't talk about it, we can't articulate it, because it's so much that we can't even be articulated. Forget about that we can't get there, but we can't even articulate how great the Tuna of Hashem is. And the Mefarshim say maybe that the reason for that we use this way of talking about speaking is because it's contrasting the pasuk beforehand that we said, Mayna Mispar Lekechavim. Others learn the Svunase doesn't refer to HaKadosh Baruch Hu, but we're talking about the Tzva Shemaim that we just talked about. That those are all, as the Rambam tells us, they're Malachim. The Tzva Shemaim are all Malachim. The Kulam Malayim, Chachm Abinu V'Das, the Rambam tells us, they're full of Das. So we say the Svunase to the amount of Shamashim HaKadosh Baruch Hu that have Tvuna. His Tvuna means the things that he filled up with Tvuna. A Mismar. There's no number to them. Meaning, because we say the Shemayim, there's no mispar to the Shemesh, to the Kechavim, as we said before, the Torah tells us, the Navi tells us, that there's no number to the Tzva Shemayim. And that's what we're saying, the Tzvunasai, to the things that Hashem created with Tzvuna, meaning the Tzva Shemayim, a mispar, there's no numbers. The Sasema says that this is a chilek of the Gadus that we're saying about Hashem, my name is mispar the Kechavim, Hashem counts the Kechavim. Because Ba'atzim, it's such a vast number, the Eim Mispar, there is no such number, it's infinity almost. That's Eim Mispar, there's no end to it. There is no number to it. But still, something that has no number, Hashem is able to give a number to. The flaw says that the Sunasi refers to the Torah. And what we're saying is that the Kechavim have an amount, how great they are. We're saying the Torah is Kechavim in Ayam, the Torah is endless. There's no amount to the Torah keeps on going and going. And it's talking about talking the quantity of Torah, how much Torah there is. And that we're saying, Eimisbar, the Svunasai, that the Tvun of Hashem meaning the Torah, Eimisbar. There's no numbers, meaning there's no quantity, limited, but it keeps on going and going. These are the different Shatim, this Psukim Api. Pshat. Rishon Shulchan Aruch has a different pshat in his psukim, not so much of a pshat, but what he says is, we started off saying the first psukim, and it explains the hemshach of these psukim, I read for the Shmuel Leiv, and why these psukim of my name is spelled Kechavim come afterwards. That the Siach Yitzchak explained that the reason that it is, that just like you understand that the Tzva Shemaim is there for a purpose, so too you have to understand it's not for by mistake or for no reason, it just happens to be. So too you have to understand that the goals, the hardships that we go through are for a reason. Rishon Lakish explains it with a different way, that we say, Haroi for the Shmur Leiv, this is the Hashivos of the Shmur Leiv, that Hashem is not Mevazel, the Nishma V'Nidcha, that Hashem's Machshiv, the broken hearts. And we're contrasting that to the Kechavim. We're saying, the Kechavim are many, there's multitudes of stars. So much that no one can count them, except for HaKadosh Baruch Hu. But we say by HaKadosh Baruch Hu, it's my name is for the Kechavim, it's not considered a chashav amount, by him it's all numbered, even something with such a great quantity. The Kulam Shem is secret, not only does he know how many they are, it's considered something small by him that he's able to name each one individually. What's considered chashav by Hashem? What's chashav by Hashem is even the fewest, the quality that's chashav by Hashem. It's the shvur elev, umechavish atzvoisom. That's what's chashav by Hashem. It's not the quantity that matters by Hashem, but it's the quality, and that's what the Kol Pasuk saying. The svunasai in the tvuna of Hashem, a mispar. There's no chashivas of mispar, meaning there's no mila to numbers. The quantity is not what gets anybody anywhere. It's not what has the chashivos, the quantity, but it's the quality. It's the leiv nishba minidra. It's the reif lishvur leiv. It's the leiv shavur, the person that's being misavel on the galus. Even if they're the yichidim, it's them that they have the koyach. Lafuke the multitudes of people that are going against HaKadosh Baruch Hu. Why? Because the Tzvunah say in the Tzvunah of Hashem, a mizbor, there is no chashivos to numbers. Numbers don't for them an art. Numbers don't have a chashivos, but the chashivos comes to quality over the quantity.